We are Sarva. The future of education starts here.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Everyday Genius. I'm your host, Pete Craig, and today it's a pleasure to welcome someone who is a visual artist, a muralist, who's done art projects all over like the world, from Europe to South America to the United States. It's a pleasure to welcome to today's show, Oscar Gonzalez, otherwise known as Guacho.
I'm having trouble understanding right now. Please try a little later.
There's my Amazon device just chiming in there. So, welcome, Oscar. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you for inviting me to share my ideas.
Yeah, my pleasure, my pleasure. So, I want to start off, I guess, with just you giving us a little bit of background. So, I gave a very broad idea that that you're a visual artist and you're muralist, but perhaps tell your audience, what that is, in your definition, what is it that you do?
I could say that I am a visual artist. I have a background in graphic design. I have a university formation work like as a graphic designer, but I consider myself as a visual artist. I start to get involved to the in the graffiti and the urban art movement about 15 years ago in Bogota, Colombia, and from many years ago I love printmaking and the classic printing techniques. And I combine my workshop, my homework with the printmaking, with the murals, especially working with communities in Colombia and some places in Latin America.
What's, that kind of background, you said you kind of started with kind of urban art and graffiti. Thinking back, 15 years or so ago, in Colombia especially, what was that graffiti used for? Because it's quite a deep history of art being used to communicate messages, or graffiti being used to communicate messages, especially in Colombia. It's the country's transformed now, but at that time there was a lot more unrest.
Colombia has a very complex history about violence, because the way that the politics works in Colombia, it's very violent, and it's a very little crew of the elite people in power that remains generation and generations, and there is a difference in our culture. We have the influence of indigenous communities, Afro communities, and the big cities. And it's like a complex, because we had an armed movement of rebel people called guerrilla people, and the first messages that I could see in the street, it was protest, it was in the demonstrations, and it was like cars that was targeted by the rebels in the roads. After that, we had the influence of the hip hop movement, that it was very important in the big cities like Bogota, Medellin, and Cali. And I think that the new street art movement that we live in these days has the influence of the rebel movement and the hip hop, and the influence of street art, the global street art movement.
And have you seen that kind of like messaging has changed. Yeah, is the messaging, because I know we talked about this before, you know, and you use a lot of your messaging, yeah, now is kind of like to promote kind of like positivity and you know, kind of like positive change within communities rather than you know, kind of like, promoting a specific kind of like political message. Have you noticed a change in that, you know, across the country and in other countries as well?
Yeah. Well, I think that we're like in a very big challenge of change our culture, because the first messages, the before the peace arrangement between the government, the state, and the rebel people in arms with weapons, it's the we're trying to expose and share messages about the a society that moves toward the kind of modernity, because the history of our country, it's in many zones of our country we have a culture with some values on with some practice cultural practice like the feudalism, you know. So we're trying to share messages, and the new messages that you can see all around the country, it's about the identity, it's about the honor, the indigenous people, it's about the that kind of new global culture that about the environment, but to save the rainforest. So it's different kind of messages, but I'm sure that it's super different, pretty different from 15 years ago.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. And how, you know, I know you kind of told me that you do a lot of work kind of like in communities, yeah, you know, kind of like workshops and things. How important is art? And is you know, kind of work like yours in bringing communities together? You know, do what do you kind of see the impact? You know, how what's the impact of that?
Okay, we're sure that the art is a real expression of our spirit as humans that have dreams, feelings, and we're trying to build a movement that connect the urban art with the communities that are out of the city, in little village or in countryside. And I think that the importance of bring art to those communities is to make that the experience of creation with freedom can make a tool for transform the reality in the symbolic way. And when you transform the reality in any way, for me it's positive, because it's a door that opens for see ourselves, for think by yourself, for live a kind of freedom of your spirit.
Yeah. Does that but work both ways as well? So you know, you're going kind of like to the villages and to the countryside to do this. But do you also see that same impact if you teach in the inner cities? So yeah, perhaps working with kind of kids that have kind of lost their way, or kids that are getting into trouble and perhaps going down the wrong path. Do you find that has the same impact?
We have big cities and we are centralist culture and politics. I mean, the migration from the countryside to the city in the last century in Colombia changed the how many people lives. I mean, like 70 years ago, the proportion between cities and countryside, it was 30% in the cities, 70% in the countryside.
Yeah.
Today it's the other way. It's 70% in the big cities and only 30% in the countryside. So in the big cities, we have a lot of communities that keeps their original culture from the countryside. I mean, in the neighborhoods of Bogota, you see people who has chickens, plants in the backyards of the little house, in the rooftops, and we try to give the value of that culture, sharing our knowledge, sharing our experience with that groups of people.
Okay.
And our duty is, our objective is to empower the people for honor their own culture.
Do you know on this kind of show, we talk a lot about this idea of creativity and this idea of genius, and the two are connected, and that actually within us all, we're born with creative genius. Over time it gets sucked out of us, it gets pulled out of us. Do you see, and it sounds like I imagine you do, but do you see, as you're sharing people and as people get involved in the art through the workshops, do you see that creativity coming back? Do you see them coming almost to life?
I think so. I can tell that on one hand, in our works, when we go to make the workshops with the communities, we found a lot of people very, very talented, without a formal education in arts or something. Even people who never went to school, that it's like waiting for an opportunity to make something different, to get a job, doing some jobs in the countryside. In the other way, we try to make a teaching experience, I don't know how to say, horizontal, share the knowledge and the experience, not like a guy with the knowledge that comes to give the truth. No, we're trying to share in the same level, to hear the people, to value their knowledge about simple things that for real it's not too simple. It's like the life itself.
Yeah. So it's more about making it inclusive. So rather than you being the teacher up here and then being the students and you talking down, it's about you all coming together to create something and allowing them to feel part of it.
Yeah, that is, it's the challenge for us. For when I talk of us, it's because there are many collectives in all the country that is working with that kind of thinking of share, of when we go to the territories, we go with gratitude for the people, because it's an opportunity improve our skills in get empathy, and I think that beyond the big names of art or the people know your work, the things more simple for us is to build a culture with solidarity, with love. It sounds like kind of work, but for us it's all.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes 100% sense to me. I think, it's the world needs a lot more of that than just pure commercialism. Yes, we all need to earn money, but actually, it's time for us to come back together, as people, as communities, and recognize that, we're all the same, and to find a way to find a way forward together rather than quite, you know, separated and very, very individual. How I mean, you've worked now kind of all over the world. What's that like? You know, how did that happen for a start? You know, how did you end up being kind of invited to paint murals in other cities in the world rather than just in your home country?
I feel very lucky for that, because it's the opportunity to learn. We start to doing murals in a naive way. I mean, at the beginning we don't expect that traveling or maybe painting big murals and buildings or doing projects with involve many people. We just start to paint for the joy of paint. For the feeling of freedom, or maybe to escape of the creativity jobs like marketing and the advertisement who hired artists, and after that we start to make like links to connect with other people in Latin America who were in the same way of thinking, doing their own projects, and we start to visit them and invite them to Bogota. And at the beginning for us, I mean, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was by our way. I mean, we didn't have any support by institutions or governments or anything, but we buy our own paint and we look for the walls. And after that, we start working and the movement is growing. And after that, we start to make a dialogue with institutions, and then the simple things become like a big movement, and we keep on painting and unconsciously, I don't know how to say it, it's like trying to find the way for doing our art and our messages in a particular way. That's called like a style, and with that style, exploring, studying for our way, and it's like a ball of snow. I don't know how to say.
So yeah, just grew and grew. Yeah. What was the initial reaction from your client? I guess the municipalities and things like that. So when you started, first of all, before you approached them to start talking to them, when you were just painting on on the walls of buildings, was there resistance at that point, or was it welcomed by them? Was it welcomed by the communities, but not by the municipalities? What was the dynamic there to start with?
At the beginning, all of our movement, it was considered by the politicians, all the institutions, like some marginal, like some kind of underground movement. Mm-hmm. But it was growing, and when we start to paint in projects for the communities, involving the people and joining with other artists. Not exactly visual artists. I'm talking about musicians, people of theater, DJs, sound systems that want to go to the neighborhoods and make some cultural meeting. We to see that the to understand the power of our work. I mean, the power of transforming the reality for real. So after that, the graffiti, I mean the graffiti influenced by hip hop music and culture, grow as at the level that all the city it's painted, all the public spaces has tagged and painted, and it was like out of control. So in one point, the mayor and the cultural institutions from Bogota and the big cities try to control that, like giving us some spaces for legal graffiti, you know, for legal graffiti. But it was out of control because there are many people interested in that. There is a thing so interesting because I worked as a teacher of design in some universities like 10 years ago, and in those days, graffiti and all our movement was like a very underground scene. But today, many people want to study arts and graphic design because now it's like a trendy thing, you know, like a very impact, and some of the graffiti artists becoming a kind of pop stars that with the influencers and very commercial works, and many people don't want to paint free in the streets as in the old days. Only wants to you have many followers. All the new culture that get involved in capitalism switch in something for get profit.
And so your work, and I've got a couple of pieces on my wall in my office here.
Cool.
your work is quite very, like you said, very influenced by the indigenous kind of tribes and the culture of Colombia and of Latin America. What was the reason for that? Is that something you felt called to? Is it a link to your own heritage, what was the reason for kind of going down that path?
In my work, doing workshops and supporting projects who works with communities, I had the opportunity to go to the south of our country, near to the Ecuador border and Brazil border, and meet the communities, few communities. And you had the opportunity to know the traditions and understand that the approach of the artistic work with the ancient and the native communities, it's far away from the exotic thing. It's far away from the kind of tourism, you know. And they have many things to teach. Teach us like the relationship with the nature, like the way of life, of have some respect for the sacred things. I'm not talking about religions or any of something like that. I mean the nature, the elements, and how those people have resist to the colonialism for more than 500 years, and the culture remains, and the culture gets strong and resist to the all the attacks from the margination and all the modern world. And I feel some I feel very grateful with the communities and the teachings, and that's the reason because I include in some of my series imaginary from the native people from Latin America.
Mm-hmm. I mean the influence is kind of, you know, super clear. Yeah, and I in many of the kind of pieces, and the piece that's kind of opposite me now is the sword poke somos. I am because we are. The imagery on that one, I know you shared with me, you know, there's a history, you know, the image behind that is from one of those from one of those tribes. Yeah.
And in these days, there is awful history about the community from the girl who I paint in the I carve and print in that piece, because some soldiers raped a girl from that community. And it's a common practice in Colombia, but because we have something about the relation between the Western culture, for say in any way, with the little village of people from Embera people, especially with the women. So it's terrible what's happened with that community, because they have a history with the margination, migration to the city, and now the girl was raped by the soldiers. But the thing is I in my journeys, in my trips, working with the communities, I'm doing portraits, and my sketchbook is always painting and trying to get the theme. And after in my studio, I transformed that in my prints, in my canvases.
Yeah. I just wanted to say something you've said a lot, and it's a piece of art, but I don't think you've actually done it as a print, but I saw it as one of your murals, and you talk a lot about transforming realities. And there's a piece of your mural work that I've seen. I'm not sure which city it's in, but in that it's Transformidad, Realidad, Realidades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Bogota. It was an invitation from a university, and they have a hall down the street. They invite me to paint something about the compromise of the people who had the opportunity to go to the university, and the population that can get the studies in university. It's a little bit if you see in the statistics, it's little bit people who can go to university and work in what we want, that it's a privilege for us. And I try to launch this message about how we transform realities with our knowledge, we try to show to the people how with your hands are you thinking you can transform their reality for many people.
Yes, it's a beautiful message, and when I first saw it, it stuck with me all the time. I love the kind of interpretation in English, but also just the words in Spanish, I love it. So that one's always stuck with me. So it's nice to hear the background of it and why it came about.
That message?
Yeah, it's you just shared. Yeah, so it's nice. I didn't know where it was, and I didn't know why you'd done it, but you've just shared that, you know, it's for a universe, so it makes sense why you use those words and where it is. So yeah.
Yeah. I try to include messages. I mean, textual messages in my pieces and in my mural, because I think that for many people, when you launch a message, maybe it can move something inside the people in the inner circle of the sensibility. I think that the street art, the muralism, and the printmaking work that we're working, it's political. It's a political way to live. When I talk about political, I'm not talking about being part of a party or being part of a special movement. It's more like an attitude that you can spread messages for change something. We know that the big things, that the big change start in little sparkles that activate inside the people, and this is our work, because we're working with the magic of symbols. We're working with the sensibility. We're working with feelings. And for us, the colors, the shapes, the forms are like abstract tools. And I repeat, I convinced that the art, it's a manifestation of our spirit.
Yeah. Beautiful. Do you work with children as well when you're doing this?
When you're
doing any work, so it's children, because it's kind of like the children, where I believe that there's the most potential, and I think for us to change, it's amazing that there are so many people that are changing and that are kind of like waking up and that want to create a different life. But I think the way to create that change for the long term is to give those tools and give that to children and allow children. And everything you're saying about the importance of creativity and allowing them to kind of see a new reality and kind of spark things within them. I think that's so valuable and so needed. And I'm sure when you're working with kids, you see them come up with some amazing kind of art and some amazing ideas, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. I think that beyond the techniques and the purpose of the any project, of any mural, of the background, the context, when you're working, I think that there is a special thing that for us is very important, and it's freedom for creating. Yeah. And after that, when you show and you share and you give to the group when you work where you're working, that feeling of freedom and the confidence and the security to flow and you follow your feelings in the process of the creation, it's when the best thing happens. In the visual terms, I mean the best mural that I work in the way of collective art and creation are when I left like kind of open space for creation and enjoy it and feeling without the teacher that it's over you, like what are you doing? No, like you have the materials, this is the references, we talk about the histories of the animals and plants and the meat and the oral tradition of their community, and after we open the door, and it's when the best thing happened with children especially.
Yeah, beautiful. And I want to ask you, what's is there one piece of work, whether it's a mural, whether it's a print or something, one piece of work that you've created that you're most proud of because of the impact it's had, or just because it means so much to you? What's the one piece, if there is one single piece, that means the most to you?
I have like two sides of my work. My personal work as an artist, as a muralist, and my work with communities. In every side, I have some highlights or good remembered experience that make me happy for real. Yeah. That when we work with communities, we had like a process, maybe in the west coast of Colombia, in the Chocó region, with the many Afro and indigenous people, that we do many portraits and messages, and we paint like big murals in short time, and all people was like get involved the little towns, and we start to paint with 10 or 15 children and students, and we start painting with 60 people, painting all the house, buying more paint by the way, and cooking in the street, and musicians comes, like a party, like a block party with our work.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. And in my personal work, I had the opportunity to work a big mural in mosaics of ceramic, you know, like tiles.
Yes. Yeah.
For a memorial center of the peace arrangement in Bogota, and I have very good memories from that process, because it was collective, with a collective of artists, and the work of break every piece and put every piece in the wall. It's it's magic for me. It was magic.
What was the picture? What was the image? What was the?
Yeah, it was I made a series called History of the Corn in Latin America, in some prints murals, and I was talking about the corn as a symbol of the indigenous people from Mexico to Argentina, as a symbol that unites many traditions. And remains like a symbol of resistance of the original communities, and it was a piece about the birth of the corn, like as from the seed to the big plant, and it has a message that say that the memory is the seed for the future. It says,
Nice. Nice. Amazing. Amazing. Well, you know, it's, I've loved this conversation. You've shared so, there's so many things that you've kind of shared that are relevant to other conversations and other things that I'm doing. Yeah. And it just shows me that there is this real connection, you know, between kind of creativity, between genius, and between freedom. And living the lives that we really want to lead, and I think, you've demonstrated that, you've explained that perfectly. So, thanks so much for spending some time with me, with the audience, and sharing. And we'll put some links underneath to your website, so people can have a look at some of the work that you're doing. I'm sure some of them will be interested in purchasing some pieces as well, just as I was. So,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Any kind of final kind of bits of advice or anything that you want to share just before we finish?
Thank you, Pete, for inviting me to share my ideas. Even my basic English, I try to express myself as I am thinking. Finally, I have in these times, with the situation of the quarantine and all the things that it's happened right now in the world, I think that the art gets very important and becomes in many space like a light for these dark times that we're living as humankind. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important to share good things with the people, even if you are an artist or not. And I think that special situation, that I don't want to express the name of the little thing that have us in our houses. It's a special occasion for rethink and transform many things of all the problems of the world, and strong the links between us. And I think that the time is now, always.
Absolutely.
That is, thank you.
Amazing, thank you so much.
We, Asarva, the future of education, starts here.